So today's daf is a classic daf, certainly daf tezvav amid beis, right into daf tezayin, is very, very classic. But as it relates to raid, one ha'ara that's related to today's daf and is also me'inyana de'yayma. So the Gemara in today's daf brought the well-known machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua as to what exactly it means when it says in the Torah, v'samachta b'chagecha, that a person has to be b'simcha on Yontif. Rabbi Eliezer held that simchas Yontif rishos, which the simple translation would seem to mean is optional. If you want simchas Yontif, what does simchas Yontif mean? Ain't simcha ela b'yayin. The Rambam says b'basa b'yayin. But if you want, you can sit in beis medrash. Meaning, if you want, you could be Yoshev Ashayin. If you want, you could be Oichel Ashayin. Rabbi Yeshua argued, and Rabbi Yeshua said, no, of course not. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, v'samachta b'chagecha. Simchas Yontif is not a reshus, it's a chayva. A yid has no choice, but he has to be Oichel Ashayin. It also is mashma from Psukim in the Torah, atzeres Hashem lekecha, that a person on Yontif is supposed to be Yoshev Ashayin. It's true. They're both true. In fact, chalkei, what you need to do is you have to divide the day in half. Chetzioi l'Hashem v'chetzioi l'Hashem. There's a major shiloh in the Rishonim. The Shagas Aryeh discusses this in detail in Simen Kuf Aleph and in Simen Kuf Beis, whether there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah or there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah. The exact context that the Rishonim discussed was whether you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah or you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. In fact, there's a Yesh Shomrim that maybe not only are you allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's actually a good thing. Maybe it's a Midas Chasidus to fast on Rosh Hashanah. There were those that held that not only on Rosh Hashanah, but even on Shabbos Shuvah, part of that service you made Shuvah. But regardless, there's a Shaila about how you're supposed to treat Rosh Hashanah from a Simcha perspective, and really where it's manifest is in a major shaila in the Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Ga'onim, and this is a major, major discussion whether you're allowed to fast, maybe there's even a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. There was a Yid who was a tremendous Goyin. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, from 1920 until the early 1980s. His name was Rabbi Tzalul Zolti. So Rabbi Tzalul Zolti was one of the Chevron Talmidim. In his later years, he was Rabbi Shal Yerushalayim, which is one of the themes of the beginning of Masech Tzbeya. We spoke about Rabbi Tukachinsky and Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank and Rabbi Shmuel Misalant. And in that vein, Rabbi Tzalul Zolti was one of the great Chevron Yiluyim, and he was a tremendous Goyin. He wrote a sefer called Mishnas Yaivitz. This was his magnum opus. It's three chalakim, and it's real pilpulim, al derech, chevron, and brisk, with all the geshmakait, and with all the lumbus, and a tremendous amount of kishrin. In his Eirech Chaim Chelik, in Simen Nun, he discusses this machloikis rishayim. Is there a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah, or is there no mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah? And he makes a diuk noira in a Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Yontif. It's in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam is discussing the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Says the Rambam, quote, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, the 7 days of Pesach, V'shmoynes Yimei HaChag, and the 8 days of Sukkis, Imshar Yomim Toivim, and the other Yomim Toivim, Kulam Asurim Behesped Uvatayinus. All of these days are days of Simcha, and as a result, you're not allowed to have a hesped, you're not allowed to fast. V'chayiv adam liyas behem sameach v'toiv lev. A person during those days has to be besimcha. Who, him, uvanav and his sons, v'ishtoi, and his wife, upnei beisoi, v'chol anilv and olav shenemar, v'samachta b'chagech. Then the Rambam says, afal pisha simcha murakan hi karben shlomim, even though the pashup shan in the midst of simcha is a karben shlomim, k'moy sh'anu mev'arim b'ilchas chagigah, like the Rambam says, we explained in Hilchas Chagigah, abayesh mechlal oysa simcha, it means more than that as well, v'smayachu uvanav uvnei beisoi, and then the Rambam goes on to describe in great detail how exactly every member of the family is supposed to be besimcha. But these are the Rambams in the sixth parak of Hilchas Shvisas Yontif, where the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So Rabbi Tzalul Zolti made a diak noira. The Rambam says, Shivas Yemei HaPesach, Vishmoinas Yemei HaChag, Im Shar Yomim Toivim, Kulam Asurim Behesved, V'tayinis V'chayiv Adam L'smoich Mem. What are those Shar Yomim Toifim? Shivas Yimei HaPesach, that's Pesach. Shmoinis Yimei HaChag, that's Sukkis. Im Shar Yom, and the other Yomim Toifim. What other Yomim Toifim are there? So Rav Zolti said, as far as I know, there's one other Yontif, Shavuos. Now Yontif, of Shavuos is one yontif. It's not yomim toivim. So you'll tell me, maybe the Rambam means the 2 days of Shavuos. Yontif sheni shel galus. But it's clear the Rambam's not talking about yontif sheni shel galus. Because when the Rambam spoke about Pesach, he said the 7 days of Pesach. He didn't say the 8 days of Pesach. And when he spoke about Sukkot, he said the shmoinus yimei achag. He didn't say the 9 days. So the Rambam already covered Pesach. He covered Sukkot. He threw in Shmoinus Yemei Achag, which means he covered Shmini Atzeres. He's not talking about Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. He clearly omitted that. And then he says, M'shar Yomim Toivim. So said Rav Zolti, there's one other Yontif. You have the Yontif of Shavuos. What other Yomim Toivim are there? So he said, it's posher to me that the other Yomim Toivim that the Rambam must be referring to are Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. And he said, if that's the case, l'chayru, we have a diak in the Rambam, that the Rambam held that there's a mitzvah for a yid to be besimcha on Rosh Hashanah. Again, isn't it obvious? No, it's not obvious at all. It's a major shayla, in Shagas Aryeh. It's a big deal. So, but from the fact that the Rambam said, M'shar yomim toivim, what's the other yomtiv? This one yomtiv, Rosh Hashanah, the Shavuos, what's yomim toivim? Must be, he was referring to Rosh Hashanah. So said Rav Zolti, that the emes is, there's another diak in the Rambam, where it's very, very mavur that way. And that is a Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam is in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, and the Rambam over there is discussing the mitzvah of Halal. And the Rambam discusses all the different days that we say Halal. Says the Rambam, Avol Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. As it relates to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Ein Behem Halal. We don't say Halal. Why? L'fi Shehen Yemei Tshuva V'Yira V'Pachad Loi Yemei Simcha Yaseir. Says the Rambam, you know what? You don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are days of tshuva. They're days of yira. They're days of pachad. But Loi Yemei Simcha Yaseir. So if Zolti was medayik, the Rambam doesn't say Loi Yemei Simcha. The Rambam says Lo Yemei Simcha Yaseir. It's mavu in the Rambam that the Rambam held really there is a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the Rambam L'shitasai, in Hilchas Yontif, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Pesach, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Yontif, together with the other Yomim Toivim. What are the Yomim Toivim? One of the Yontif, the Shavuos. The Teretz is the Rambam L'shitasai, where the Rambam says Rosh Hashanah is not a time of Simcha Yisera, but it's Mashmah, it is a time of Simcha, so that's the other Yomtif that the Rambam is referring to. On Rosh Hashanah, there's going to be a mitzvah of Simcha. But said Rav Zolti, if that's the case, what did the Rambam say? Rosh Hashanah v'yoy makipurim ein bem halal l'vishen yimei tshuva v'yiru pacha lo yimei simcha yaseir. Says l'chur is mavu in the Rambam that the Rambam held that not only is Rosh Hashanah a day of simcha, but it's mavu in the Rambam that he held that Yom Kippur is also a day of simcha. Because the Rambam says that the reason we don't say halal in Rosh Hashanah, but he also says Yom Kippur is because they're days of tshuva, yir and pachad, not days of Simcha Yisera. If the Diyuk is correct, that they're only not days of Simcha Yisera, but they are days of Simcha, so the same Diyuk that we have that says that Rosh Hashanah is a day of Simcha, says that Yom Kippur is a day of Simcha. In other words, when the Rambam said, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, V'Shmoinas Yimei HaChag, Im Shar Yomim Toivim, Kulam Asurim Behesper V'Tainis, what are the Shar Yomim Toivim? So it's Shavuos, it's Rosh Hashanah, and said Rav Zolti, L'chayra, it's also Yom Kippur. Because he's seen from the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchas Chanukah that the Rambam held that Yom Kippur is also Zman of Simcha. And there Rav Zolti said that the truth is, I think it's a Mefurash Gemara. A Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara in Erechim, Daf Yud Amud Beis, beautiful. The Gemara says, Omer Abavo, Omru Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Asharis told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribayna Shalaylam, Mipnei Ma En Yisrael Oymrim Shilu Fenech Rashonim Yom Kippurim. How come the Yidden don't sing Shira? How come there's no Hal on Rashon Yom Kippur? Omer Lefanov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, Efshem Melech Yoish Valkisei Din, V'Sifrei Chayim V'Sifrei Meisim Psuchim Lefanov, V'Yisrael Oymrim Shira Lefanai, the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Meisim Psuchim. How could the Yidden say Shir? So Rabbi Tzal Zolti said Gevaldik. He said, what was the Havamin of the Malachi Asharis that the Yidden sings Shira on Rosh Hashanah Kippur? Mechtei says you sing Shira. How can you not say Shira on Wednesday? I don't know, because it's Wednesday. Why shouldn't you sing Shira? When do you sing Shira? On Yontif. That's when you're supposed to sing Shira. The Ramban has a famous Shita that Halal on Yontif is a day raisa. Ubiyom simchaschem uvmayadechem uvirachei chachechem utkatne bechatzoytzeris. And ikin shira is bepes. And Ramban knows that shira is a day raisa. Halal is a day raisa. But when do you say halal on Yontif? What else do you say halal? So what were the Malachi Asharis thinking? What was the Havamina? What's Pashab Shah? He said, the Amr Malachi Asharis from that Kadosh Baruch Hu, they came with a taina. Why don't the Yidden sing shira on Rosh Hashanah? I don't know. Why would you say halal? What does Rosh Hashanah have to do with halal? It's not a Yontif. It's a Yom Adin. The Abish gave a whole teretz, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim, a whole visual with a mashal and an imshal. What do you need that for? What's the Hav Aminu? So he says, you see from the time of the Malachi Asharis, from the Hav Aminu of the Gemara, that the Gemara thought without a good reason you'd say Hal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that really you should say Hal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So you say Meres, it's a day of Simcha. Half of a fell. In other words, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Rosh Hashanah, and there's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Yom Kippur. And the truth is, if you think about it, Rosh Hashanah, you can hear, Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the day, is a yontif. It's also a Yom HaDin. So you have to somehow straddle these two ideas, which is why it's a discussion, which is why the Ga'inim and the Rishonim talked about this, which is why the Simanim and the Shayas Aryeh dedicated to the Shaila, which is why we need to come on to major Diyukim and the Rambam to try to find the source to it. But at the end of the day, Sahatap Shat, Abi Yom Kippur? How can Yom Kippur be a day of Simcha? The Torah says on Yom Kippur, the Nisim es Nafshoy Seichem, the Avodas Hayoim of Yom Kippur is Inui. The Avodas Hayoim of Yom Kippur is to be Betzar. There's no Achila, there's no Shtia, there's no Sicha, there's no Rechitza, there's no Tashmash Amita. There's Chamisha Inuyim that a person is obligated to observe on Yom Kippur. How is it possible that on the one hand, Yom Kippur is a day of Inui, and Yom Kippur is also a day of Simcha? So he addresses it in his Siman. He Shtelsu, another Rambam, maybe we'll talk about it after this year, the Inkam Mekoymoi, but just something to think about.